All right, Ron, some interesting situations brewing with the Steelers quarterback room. Of course, they already were, given what's happening here. They add James Morgan to the practice squad, which seemed like an odd little move, right? Do they need somebody on their scout team because Haskins is moving up, or what's going on here?
Well, if Ben doesn't play, they all move up, right? I think it's just an arm for practice. That was my read. And if Ben plays, I'll bet he'll be released before the end of the week or early next week.
Yeah, that
makes
sense.
That would be my thinking.
That makes sense. This,
Haskins,
however,
Haskins, until Ben comes back, Haskins has to be number two, right?
Yeah, that does make sense. Aditi Kinkabwala on the PM team yesterday saying that Dwayne Haskins' pregame warm-up, she said Steelers coaches observed Haskins getting ready and remarked, and I'm quoting Filippone's Twitter here as him quoting Aditi, quoting the coaches, saying, look at that. How ridiculous is that? That's just lazy. She also said coaches were talking about Haskins blowing his opportunity, quote, not taking it seriously, and not showing the maturity they had hoped for. I think Aditi herself reported that he was on his phone pregame, which a lot of people brought up. Okay, a lot of guys listen to music. Maybe he was just changing the music on his phone. I don't know. I obviously wasn't there, certainly wasn't on the field observing pregame warmups, and I didn't talk to coaches, but Aditi did, and this is what she's getting. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, I was there, but I was not on the field, and I did not see the warmups. He came with a reputation of being immature, right? That's why the Washington football team cut him so quickly.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, late for meetings, you know, just didn't seem to, you know, be a professional. And I think Tomlin saw that and figured, okay, I'm going to try to help this kid and, you know, get him on the right path. And this sounds like a pretty serious step back if it indeed is true. But he has that reputation of being an immature kid.
What do you make of quoting coaches pregame when they're telling you something on the field? That I wonder about. Should they? I guess they should know that they're talking to
right.
a reporter
right.
and that anything they say
right.
could be reported?
Yeah, that's my thinking. Why would they make a comment about, you know, any of their players to somebody, you know, that has a microphone or a notepad? I don't get that. You know, when they say it, obviously, you know, unless they said, hey, it's off the record or something like that, to me, it's fair game.
Same in a locker room after a game. If you overhear somebody at their locker or if somebody tells you something sort of on the side, is everything fair game for you once you walk into that locker room, unless somebody says that's not for print?
Yeah, I don't know about overhearing somebody, you know, on the next locker. But if I'm talking to somebody on the side and they tell me something, unless they tell me it's for the off the record, I think it's fair game.
Why not attribute it then?
Maybe they'll say, I don't want to have it be attributed to me. You know, that's sort of off the record without, you know, saying it. So you can say that, but don't say that I said it. You know, if it's somebody you know is a good source and somebody you trust, I have no problem with that.
Me neither. We were just talking about this in class last night, Ron, at Waynesburg. Anonymous quotes, anonymous sources. Adam Schefter, for example, like a lot of the students were like, I don't really like anonymous sources, anonymous quotes, don't trust it, things like that. And I know a lot of people feel that way. But my rebuttal was, what about Adam Schefter reporting today that according to sources, T.J. Watt,
not a serious injury.
His MRIs both came back negative. I mean, he was very specific about that.
Right.
And they all trusted that because they trusted the reporter. So.
Right. And he's got to trust his sources, too. We
yes.
have to trust the people we talk to.
Right. If you
It's just so different now because we can't talk to people like we used to, you know?
Well, not. Yeah. Now, this was an example where Aditi has access to people on the field before the game. So, in my mind, this is a great job of reporting, really.
Right.
And if you have coaches looking at Haskins and saying, look at that, how ridiculous is that? That's just lazy. Then that's news to me, you know?
If it's a coach, and somebody you trust, a source, absolutely.
What do you think they told Dwayne Haskins when he came here? He made that very vague and curious reference early in his tenure I think during the preseason that the coaches have talked to me, indicating about the future. Remember that? Remember that quote from him?
Right. I think they probably told him, hey, listen, Ben's our man. Mason has been here. He's our number two. You'll be number three and have a chance next year maybe to compete for a starting job after you've been around. That would be my guess. I don't think they made promises to him that you're going to be a one or a two this year. I mean, I'm guessing now because I wasn't there. But that would be my guess.
I can't imagine they told him anything more than that.
I can't either.
It's not like he was in some sort of position of leverage there. I would have to imagine that Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, told him, listen, we're bringing you in here. I think they may have told him we're going to take it slow.
Right.
We're going to
let you get your feet back on the ground. You've been embarrassed. You've been released. We're going to try to help you rebuild your career. You know, but I don't think he was promised a one or a two.
Absolutely not. You know, I could see we have a backup here, like you said, and then long term, as early as next season, you could get an opportunity here. You could. I wouldn't be surprised if they said you have a chance to be our next quarterback. Let's see how this goes. We're going to take it slow. We're going to learn the offense. We're going to rebuild some parts of your mechanics, which were in question in D.C., and eventually you'll get a chance. But, man, if reports like this are true, then it's not going to last too long, and he's not going to get that chance, right?
No, that's exactly right. Again, you know, you hope the kid might grow up a little bit, and sounds like he still has some growing up to do.
That's pretty damning. Although the phone part really doesn't stand out to me. Unless you overhear it, like somebody's just chatting on the phone.
Talking to his girlfriend or something.
I don't know. It's just
his college roommate.
I would have to know more details about that particular thing. But man, when you have coaches actually saying that to somebody when they know and they have to know that it could get reported, that's pretty bad. Let's go to, is it Lee? What's up, Lee?
Hey, how you guys doing? I just wanted to make a comment about Mason Rudolph. I think it's time to give somebody else another chance because the two games that you needed, it kind of seems like, you know, it's okay to just give it up. But you needed that game last year against Cleveland when, you know, you wanted him to pull it out and he couldn't pull it out. You needed that game against Detroit because, I mean, you would have had first place on the line.
Well, you didn't need the game in Cleveland last year. That's why Ben sat, not everybody else sat in that game.
Well,
Cleveland needed that game,
needed
not Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but you could, if you would have won that, you could have avoided playing them for a third week.
I guess you'd have had to play somebody, right?
Yeah, but that's important. You don't want to play a team three times in a row. But my bigger point is that I just feel like you got to give somebody else another shot, you know. And I mentioned this to you guys before. That I was concerned about them getting rid of Vince Williams because you have no thumper in the middle of the defense. You have nobody that can really stop the run like that. And I was concerned about that. And I think it's rearing its ugly head.
Well, I can't argue with you on that point. I mean, I don't know if Vince still wanted to play. Maybe he didn't want to play for the money they wanted to give him. It was an excellent run stopper, but you say give somebody else a chance. I mean, you know, Haskins hasn't really practiced though. I mean, I think you're stuck with Rudolph and hoping that Ben can play this week.
Yeah, but Rudolph gets to play he gets practice with the ones all week. I mean, it's not an excuse for him not to be ready. I mean, he should have been ready.
I agree with that.
They let him down.
Appreciate the call, man.
I agree with that.
Would you give Haskins more reps if you got the feeling Ben couldn't play to have him ready?
Probably not. Probably not at this point. I'd want to get Mason as ready as I possibly can. And I mean, I just look at Haskins as being the guy to compete next year, not so much this year.
I think I would want to have him readier than he was.
Well, he'll get some snaps because he'll get what Rudolph
I would want him to get more than that because the way Rudolph played, I would have a fear that this thing could blow up in a big way. He's lucky he didn't throw five interceptions.
Right.
You know?
No, you're right.
So I think I would give Haskins more than just the usual, assuming that Ben wouldn't be ready, right? Or that they had that fear that Ben wouldn't be ready as the week goes on here. Really, the important days are Thursday and Friday, right?
Right. I don't think Ben can practice even before Friday. I don't know if his first test is today or tomorrow. You know, maybe he could practice Thursday, I guess, if it's today and tomorrow. Maybe not until Friday.
Your confidence level in Mason Rudolph, if he has to play, 412-928-9370. If it's flat, fast, flexible, convenient, and only $9.99 per month, WETGO Unlimited. Get the showroom pass, the best and brightest package, for only $9.99 per month for 3 months for a limited time. Sign up today and start saving. There's no contracts. You can cancel anytime. Go unlimited at geckocafe.com/unlimited. I got asked a question in my intergalactically read mailbag about the state of the Steelers and the Penguins. Which one is in worse shape right now as the season moves forward? The Penguins, we haven't talked about them much at all, really. Like maybe for half a segment a day, you know, something like that. But they're starting to lose games left and right. They're not in a great position. How big is this game tonight against the Sabres? And can we picture the Penguins making the playoffs again this season? How much trouble are they in? We'll talk about it next on Cook and Joe.